right by your side, honey, for the rest of my life. I wanna be right by your side, baby, for the rest of my life. Cater to you, give you what you want.
Welcome or welcome back to the Cater to You podcast, and I am your host, Maba Tomasirwani. As you may or may not have read in the episode description, today we're going to be going through the different facets of being intentional. Essentially, what I've come to realize is the key to cracking the code to this whole adulting thing we have going on. So we'll start by covering the concept of intentionality, then move on to the significance of process and how the hustle can be a bit unappealing. To put it lightly, we'll cap off the discussion with the put me on section of the pod. So let's get into it. Our first deep dive is going to be me airing out my naivete and my dirty laundry by discussing how I grew up with this ideal that life would just sort of, you know, happen to me. I've always been a personality that enjoys planning. Probably a little too much than a lot of people would appreciate. But I've always been the type of person to ask myself what I desired out of the different spheres of my life at different points in my life. So always trying to rediscover how I feel about certain things. So be it relationships, lifestyle, or finances, and so on. The issue that I've come to realize now is that I never penciled in effort into the plan. I never penciled in the need for me to be intentional in order for me to see that life manifest. And when I'm talking about intentionality and what it means to be intentional in this case, I see it defined as your ability to consciously choose and to consciously act. So to do it from the forefront of your brain, from your consciousness as opposed to your subconsciousness. So naturally, intention is different from want. Because intention is actively deciding to say, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z to walk myself towards my want. So intention is the road. It's not just that desire. So in my case, for example, I thought that I would just wake up and do my morning meditations every day, or that I would just wake up and go hiking on the weekend without realizing that habit formation would be necessary for those things to be practices in my life. It's like we live in a capitalist society. So for the better half of your life, you're going to be encouraged to enroll into institutions like school or like work. And those institutions are constantly going to be requiring more of you to maximize on your time and energy. So if you leave who you want to be and who you want to become on the back burner, the likelihood is that you won't develop these characteristics or habits. And that's something that I didn't understand. And while granted, there are going to be some things that you want to do and you do, like go out and have a time with your friends, that's only because it's really easy to fall into those things without needing intention. Because they're so pumped with dopamine and make you feel so euphoric, your brain is low-key seeking that feeling all the time, actually high-key. But then, as opposed to day-to-day, when you already give such big chunks of your day to school or work, you're left with only a fraction of your space. And space in your brain to willingly do things that don't provide instant gratification. So you quite literally have to set an intention, because otherwise just doing those things just is not going to happen. Maybe not wish bad, but it's just highly improbable, because even doing those things just without the pressure of other work is still improbable. Or maybe it's just me looking back at how unproductive my vacations have been. Because I went into them thinking, I have all the time I need now. There's nothing on my back, nothing on my neck. What would be stopping me from outlining my podcast content ahead of time? What? Vibing. Vibing is the answer. Intention's nemesis. I had to gain an understanding that discipline does not fall on your lap because it's man-made. It doesn't come naturally to you. And that can be said also about motivation. But that motivation thing is a wormhole for another day. My point is, when you let life happen and you just go with its rhythm, crossing your fingers, you often find yourself let down. And when I talk about letting life happen, I'm not talking about the kumbaya kind of letting life happen where you understand that life is too big of a force for you to control, because that philosophy is helpful. But this is more like, life is going to life, but are you writing the script or are you reading the script that you're given? Are you being resourceful with what you're being handed, or are you just obsessing over how it's not enough? Because intention changes the dynamic between whether you're just going with the vibe or you're actually doing you. Because when life is lifing, it almost gives you this nice cushion for you to always give yourself an excuse for why you haven't done certain things and for you to not break a sweat about the direction your life is taking, because, I mean, it's just not your fault. And that's just an easier version of the truth to live by. Which leads me into our second deep dive for the day, which is about process. And I believe that everything is process and process is everything. Sorry to sound like a Tumblr quote. But I remember I had this one mantra about a year ago as my wallpaper. And it goes, the day you plant the seed is not the day you eat the fruit. The day you plant the seed is not the day you eat the fruit. But when I first saw that quote, before I put it up on my wallpaper, I remember just scrolling past it so turned off because I was on my Gen Z tip. And I had drank the Kool-Aid about how the hustle is aesthetically pleasing. Can we just remember the that girl trend? But what a fucking lie. What a fucking lie, dog. We live in an era where the emphasis is on results and not process. And I hate to be that girl saying, we live in an era where, because it makes me sound like such a boomer. But the facts don't lie. It's really tempting to look for the shortcut in every endeavor that you make because you just want the achievement. You just want the title. And when you're constantly surrounded by images of results that you don't have yet, like we are, like with Instagram, social media, it brings out the FOMO. It makes you feel like you're not in the in group right now and you just so badly want to be and you want it now. So fear of missing out. FOMO. The media industry inundates us with what I would call magazine content. So it's glossy and it's carefully curated. Talking about,
this is my to-do list. This is my yoga practice. This is my energy boosting protein shake with matcha.
And there's no issue with that, presenting your life and trying to give tips and tricks. But when people do lifestyle content, particularly how-tos, they often don't realize that painting this picture that having a vision equals successfully actualizing that vision is a misleading philosophy. It's so important. It's so necessary to clarify that desire is just desire. Desire is just level one. The plane is not in the sky. Never mind in the sky. The plane hasn't even landed. And before you get to level 100, where you smell and look and taste like the achievement of your goals, there are 99 levels to go through. And then again, each tracking level has its own hurdles to test whether you are prepared to proceed. Essentially, this is me low-key talking to myself. The day you decide to go to the gym is not the day you get fit. And just making peace with the fact that it's likely that you're going to be a beginner for a minute has probably been one of my biggest challenges for my ego and my pride. Because being my Virgo self, I'm always like, I'll just pick it up, naturally be great at it from jump. And it's like, it's not about being good. It's about working and being able to have that ethic, to be able to work and build that discipline, to be able to build habits that last, consistency. Just recognizing that being mentally desperate and high-key thirsty to be the baddest doesn't make you the baddest. Actually, you're only put on the waiting list when you make an attempt day in and day out, smiling or frustrated. It was really important for me, particularly taking breaks from being exposed to people's highlight reels, to recognize that I haven't failed just because I'm on level 1 and not level 50. Or I haven't failed just because I'm at level 50 and not level 100. So you haven't failed just because you're not standing on greener grass. You've only failed once you have decided to throw in the towel. So overall, everything takes time and energy. And I've had to grow up a bit and gain respect for that truth. And ultimately gain a deeper sense of respect for what it means when other people check those boxes for a goal. What it means for me to check a box for a goal. To say, here is my sweat. Here is my grit actualized into a tangible final product. And for our last deep dive, we've come to the conclusion that survey says the hustle is not cute. Let me start by saying, when I say the word hustle, I really don't exclusively mean money or career or academics. Those are definitely a part of the starter pack adulthood. But I think what we often disregard or often forget that we actually do need to put in effort as well into for things to work out and be great is the relationships in our lives, the way we use up our time, the way we feed our souls. And when it comes to all these ways that we have to show up, hustling to me is doing life on your feet as opposed to doing life on your back. It's that motion. Whether it's a step back today than it was steps yesterday, it's still motion. You're not sitting down with your head hung between your knees, you know? And a huge, huge hurdle for me to get over quite recently, actually, was how my episodes of depression just seemed to be cyclic. And so they were starting to feel like this is a forever thing. This is a never-ending thing. So my mind, in trying to control the situation, was beginning to engage in a toxic attitude towards putting effort into my life. Because I was just obsessing over the next time I would be down and out. Obsessing over how dreadful and strenuous it was to make a comeback for me after those moments. I wanted to, and I did, sit in the unfairness of it all for a long time. Because it was such a sore part of my identity to deal with. But at some point, I had to have a real woman-to-woman talk with myself and be like, baby girl, you know, what's the plan? What's the plan? Yes, fine. I can give it to you that there are days, fine, sometimes weeks, where shit is going left and you need to close shop for a bit. But what happens after that, we have to be honest, is on you. There are times when you're just going to be floating because it's rough. It's rough out here. And that bit is not your fault. But what it is your responsibility. Fault and responsibility are not the same thing. It may not be your fault that you're here. It may be that you were thrust into the situation, but now what, babe? Now what? Now what? Are we going to grow up and realize that you now have to decide what systems you can have in place to soften the landing and ease the pressure of the moments that those circumstances create for you? And that's precisely where intentionality comes in. So to tie up our discussion, I want us to move on to the put me on part of the pod. This is the corner of the episode where I mention anything that's been on my timeline in relation to the episode's overall theme. So really, it could be anything from an Instagram post to a concept in a book to a video to a line in a movie, anything. And for today's put me on, we have a YouTube clip by Mel Robbins, who is a worldwide speaker extraordinaire. And in this clip, she breaks down the concept of learning to become your own parent as you grow older and pushing yourself to get shit done as opposed to waiting until you feel like it. So here it goes.
Bottom line. The bottom line is no one's coming. No one. No one's coming to push you. No one's coming to tell you to turn the TV off. No one's coming to tell you to get out the door and exercise. Nobody's coming to tell you to apply for that job that you've always dreamt about. Nobody's coming to write the business plan for you. It's up to you.
When I first heard that clip years back, I was flabbergasted. Jaw wide open. I was like,
huh? Not you telling me that my bare minimum is never going to be enough, ma'am. What?
And I laugh now because living a full and fulfilling life has always been and is so important to me. And for a second there, I had truly convinced myself that fulfillment would hand deliver itself to me. Honestly, ignorance is bliss, because it was a nice moment, but it wasn't fruitful. I didn't reap anything from that moment. So I thought that it would be a delivery straight to my door, like I ordered it online. Instead of me coming to an evolved conclusion that I would have to create that legacy of fulfillment for my life. So that is all I have for you guys for today. I really hope that this was food for thought. And I really appreciate you guys for gifting me with your time and energy. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I look forward to next time. A reminder that anyone or any material that was mentioned in the episode will always be listed in the description. And just in case you're feeling frisky and would like to leave a message, the podcast email address and voice message link will be down below as well. Let's meet again next week, same time, Sunday before noon, and same place, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Anchor. Happy listening. Mwah.